Welcome to TJH, your go-to podcast for all things journeying home to yourself. I'm your host, Hayley Curtis, Gene Keys and Women's Transformation Guide, here to encourage and usher you into remembering who you are by peeling back the veil on all things shadow work, self-love, self-worth, relationships, Gene Keys, breakthrough, awakening, and so much more. One thing I know to be true about you is that you are utterly magnificent. And here at the Journey Home podcast, I will be walking hand in hand with you as you discover and remember your magic. Let the voyage begin. Welcome back, everybody, to our Q&A series on the TJH podcast. The women inside the Journey Home membership have been commenting on a thread with questions that they would love to hear answered on the podcast. And at the moment, while I am in my transition season of moving countries, we thought perfect timing. I'm not going to be doing weekly ponders for this month. We're going to be doing these Q&As. And I have Megan joining me. Hi, Megan.
Hello, Hayley.
And Megan's
hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody, too. Sorry, I cut you off, Megan.
It's okay.
Megan's going to be asking the question, and then we're both just going to riff on it, see what comes through, see what wisdom wants to come through. And I'm excited to hear today's question. So let's get straight into it, shall we?
Absolutely. This question is from Alice, and Alice asks, I would love to hear your wisdom on being your own inner parent. We hear a lot about our inner child, but we still rely on our parents or older parental figures to give us the love that we are perhaps missing or still expecting from when we were kids. I've been working on this over the last 6 months or so. How can I love myself fully and be my own parent so that I'm not expecting my actual parents to fill any gap where they perhaps are unable to due to their own traumas that they're unaware of, et cetera. I'm not sure if this is clear, but this shift perspective has definitely helped me to improve my relationship with both my parents, as I'm no longer feeling resentful and expecting them to parent me as an adult.
Oh, wow. Alice.
Right? That's
a great question. Alice was on the podcast. I think she was episode 8, somewhere really early on in the podcast. Alice,
yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah. A wealth of wisdom. Wow. Yes. This self-parenting is such a big part of this journey. And I love that Alice put in, like, kind of weaved into the question there, the result of this in your relationship with your parents too, how it actually strengthens your relationship with your parents, and we stop expecting something from them. So this is really, this question has a real essence of liberation, self-responsibility, maturity, like what it really means to be an adult. Because what happens, I actually said this morning on my Instagram. I just released the 53rd Gene Key today on my Instagram, and it's immaturity, the shadow of immaturity through to the gift of expansion. And I was saying, like, turning 18 doesn't make you an adult. Being in your 40s doesn't mean that you're mature. Being 70 years old doesn't mean that you bloody know what you're doing. Maturity. Yes. Has nothing to do with age, but everything to do with attitude. And so many of us, when we turn 18, or maybe when we leave our parents' home, we're not actually leaving as fully matured adults. We're actually leaving as teenagers still, or as children still, quite often, because we haven't learned from life yet enough to understand our role that we have to play. And as a result, we are still looking for our parents to lead us or fix us or love us, right? There's so many different angles you can look at this through with a parent. But I think obviously love is the most potent one. You know, our parents play such a huge role because they were the first place that we learned about love. And we didn't necessarily have the best learning experience. Maybe we did.
Because exactly what you just said, just because they're parents doesn't make them mature.
Nope. Definitely doesn't. But as children, we think that. I remember That's as right. a child thinking, I honestly thought that my mum was the queen of the world. And I remember even thinking like, there's just no one that knows how to do life like my mum. I remember sitting in the back of the car and she'd be driving and I'd think like, oh, my mum's the best driver. Like she would never have a car accident. I just thought that she just knew how to do everything. You know, we put our parents on a pedestal, but of course we do. This is, you're the child, you are in their care. But then the way in which your parent loved you was your experience of what love looks like. And then where the gaps were in that love will have generated certain behaviors in you of trying to get that love. So it's so interesting to reflect on, how did I receive love from my parents? What was that experience like for me? Which of my parents did I try and get more love from? And what were some of the behaviors that I had that tried to get more love, right? Like I know for me, I tried to get more love by being like center of attention. Like, look at me, look at me. I'd put on a show, I'd do a dance, or I'd try and get love and attention by doing really well at something. You know, if I could win the race at the sports carnival, then my dad will love me. If I can do this and I'm celebrated, then I'll be loved. So we can see for each person, this is different what this looks like, but you'll be able to see the picture painted then of your life as an adult and how you receive and give love based on your experience as a child. And so, you know, the inner work journey, you could even replace it for the self-parenting journey.
Where you're, I agree. Yeah.
You know, what we're really doing with the inner work is we are going back and filling in the gaps of where we didn't fully learn our worth. We didn't fully learn unconditional love. You know, our parents, absolutely, they do their best, but did every person grow up with unconditional love in their household? No. We grew up with conditional love. You're good when you do this, you're bad when you do that. And right. So, you know, as we go into our hearts and as we go into this journey of rediscovering who we truly are, yeah, we are reparenting. We are learning what it truly means to be someone that is wholly worthy, unconditionally loved, someone who is full of genius, you know, finding all of these bits and pieces. And as we do that inner child in us who is always with us, it's her that we're reparenting as we're going, right? And as we reparent that inner child, us as an adult, we begin to shift in our behaviors, our beliefs, and the way in which we see the world, right? This has a huge impact. And I think one of the most important things when it comes to this reparenting journey, when it comes to doing any type of inner child work or work around your parents, is that blame has no place here. The moment that we blame our parents for the way that we are, or for what they did or how they treated us, is the moment that we remain stuck.
Yep.
In the immaturity. We're
then still a victim of that inner child who feels like she never got enough love.
Absolutely. Right. And that's really what then drives us to try and get more love from our parents as adults, or like wanting them to fulfill something, expecting them to be this thing, right? There's like this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this ache in our hearts that just wants to be unconditionally loved by another. And we think it's our parent that needs to do that, but it's actually you.
It is.
It's actually us that we are craving that love from, right? And so when we notice ourselves wanting more love from our parent or wanting them to be different or to hold space for us in a different way, that is nothing but an invitation back into yourself and back into, how can I love myself in that way? How can I hold space for myself in that way? And as we do that, our inner child actually gets the love that she's craved all along. She realizes that she is the love. She always has been the love, you know. And when we don't take this journey, this is when, as we get older and older, you know, this, you know, when you hear people be like, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my mother, you know, or oh my gosh, I'm turning into my father. This is a natural progression when we don't do the reparenting, because we just follow the programming.
Yeah.
We just follow the fucking programming. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. You know, if I was to turn into my mother, there's nothing wrong with that. I think my mum's a beautiful, amazing person. But we came here to evolve. Evolution is our purpose. And really, self-parenting allows us to do that so that we can fill in the gaps that our parents didn't have. So as we reparent ourselves, we're actually reparenting our entire ancestral line.
That's right.
And this is
Yeah, I
why,
discovered that.
Yeah, this is why blame has no place in this conversation, because your parent, even though they weren't perfect, they too evolved from their parent, who too evolved from their parent. You know, everybody does the best with what they have. We can judge that all we like and be like, oh, like they didn't heal enough, but it's all perfect. You came into this world with the perfect wounding patterns that you are here to heal. These are yours. You know, they might not be your fault. You may not have created them, but you were born with those for a reason, because you have the very genius that's going to heal that and evolve that in your lifetime. And so, yeah, I think that this, in the gene keys, there's a certain codon ring. It's not coming to mind what it's called right now, but I know that your 20 is in it. Self-assurance. It's in, actually, I've got my gene keys book right here. Let me just have a quick look. See,
life and death.
Oh.
Life and death is where my 20 is.
That's the, oh, that's 21. I'm just opening up. Yeah, the ring of life and death. 3, 20, 23, 24, 27, 42. I remember in your 20, like self-assurance is a really important aspect of reparenting. And it talked about the codon ring, that they're all part of reparenting, because, you know, if our parent didn't have self-assurance, where they couldn't, where they didn't like firmly stand behind what they believed to be true, and they were really rooted in their presence, that then has to become something that we need to create for ourselves. Because if we don't have self-assurance, guess who we're looking to for self-assurance? Our parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've had clients in the past who, like, you know, they're like, why do I still run everything through like my dad? Why do I have to still go to my dad to ask him if it's okay for me to like choose this insurance policy? You know? And this is part of that, oh, like I'm still relying on my parents so that I can feel self-assured in my decisions. So yeah, a big part of reparenting is finding that self-assurance of like, this is me. This is what my heart wants. This is what I'm going to step into. Because I think this is also important, because the dreams of our heart and who we are destined to become can be very contrary to who our parents maybe wanted us to be, what they wanted us to do, who they saw us being, right? Our parents have an idea of who they think we are, and that isn't necessarily who we are. I mean, definitely it's not who we are. I think every single person in your life has an idea of who they think you are, and none of them are right. You know, some of them can have ideas and different aspects, but that's why self-assurance is so important. Otherwise, you will always just be who they've told you that you are.
Yeah.
And for some of us, our parents have told us that we weren't good enough. Our parents have told us that we weren't worthy of being loved. Or some of us, our parents have told us that you need to be doing this or you need to be doing that. And they, it might not be in alignment with you. And so that journey of reparenting is the journey of actually finding out who the fuck you actually are.
Yeah.
Honoring your parents for getting you this far, right? Our parents, they got us to this point, and that was their job. A parent's job is not to like create you into who you're meant to be. That's for us to find
it's our
out.
Job.
Yeah. Their job is to keep us alive until we're, you know, 16, 17, and to foster in us as much goodness and as much of their genius as they have access to. Then the real journey begins. The journey of self-discovery really begins when you leave your parents' home. You know, when you're off in the world and you're like, oh my God. I remember when I left home, I had to ring my mum. I didn't know how to turn on a washing machine. My mum did so much for me, and I'd call, I'd be like, so what do I do, mum? Or like anytime for years, every time I'd cook a chicken, I'd be like, mum, what do I have to do with the chicken again? Like, for some of us, we have to, over time, we have to disentangle ourselves from our parent as being our guardian. And we have to take that role on for ourselves. And that's a very liberating time. And it can also be a time to grieve. I remember grieving when I felt that energetic shift happen in my life where I was like, oh, I think it was after I was engaged to Bevan, I'd moved out, and I was like, oh, my mum no longer plays the role that she has played for the last 23 years of my life. I felt it. I felt the shift and I cried. I was like, oh no. I thought I was just going to be like mummy's little girl for the rest of my days. To her, I'll always be mummy's little girl. Right. But to me, I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
I got initiated into my next phase of life. And so, you know, as we do the inner work, this is something that you're always integrating along the way. So as, you know, as I find a thought or an emotion, or I'm working with a shadow pattern in the gene keys, an element of that work is always, okay, how did this show up in my childhood? How did this show up in my relationship with either my mother or my father? What did I believe to be true as a child that is still actually infiltrating my thought system now as an adult? And how can I disentangle from that? And what do I actually want to replace it with? And that's really the reparenting process. And you do it again and again and again and again as you look at different parts of yourself. I mean, Megan, through your journey, we've done so much of this, right? Every step along the way, we were like, okay, what? How did that show up in childhood? What, you know, in your mother's way of life, your father's way of life? And what we're really doing is we're taking our place as that parent as we move along. And then what that really creates for you, I feel like the reparenting gives you access to core stability. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Because as a child, our parents are our core stability.
That's
our
right.
parents are our safety. Right. Whereas as we become an adult and as we mature, the baton passes from them to us. And now it's up to us to create that core stability. It's up to us to create internal safety, which is the best thing I think about being an adult, is that we now get to be the one that creates our safety. We're not needing to rely on anything outside of us for our safety. And that's probably the biggest part of the journey, because for all children, no matter if you were raised in an incredible home or not, we all had moments of feeling unsafe. And so that's one of the big healers. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let you talk now. I feel complete.
I think you've done a beautiful job speaking to this question. All I would like to add is that I think, I know on my own journey, I brought in actual archetypes. And I even made art pieces. So I had this universal mother, which to me was my inner parent, universal parent. And then I had the inner child, and I had a piece of art that was the inner child. And I think those were steps in me helping myself reparent myself. But what just kept coming through my mind as you were speaking is that reparenting ourselves is self-love. That just, you know, we just went through a month of self-love. And reparenting ourselves is us learning how to love ourselves through this parental place in our heart, you know. And I have both the parental place in my heart and that inner child. And they're getting closer and closer together in becoming this whole being inside me, you know.
Beautiful. That is beautiful. You know, I think that's my favorite thing about being an adult is that I get to be both the child and the parent. I'm both. And so it's about holding space for that playful, childlike awe and wonder, curiosity, you know, larrikin part of myself, which is my inner child, as well as knowing that I have got her. She is safe to play because I'm here to love her. I'm here to let her know that she is worthy. I'm here to, you know, when she falls down and hurts herself and someone tells her she's not good enough, I'm here to tell her that she is. And that's a very liberating thing. I don't need anybody else to do that for me anymore. I assume responsibility of that role. But then, of course, I still love, you know, there are just these certain little things still where I'm like, I just want to talk to my mom, you know? And I'm like,
I know.
Over time, it's become less, you know? And that's that kind of that season where you go through where you the relationship dynamic changes between you and your parent. I didn't get to experience this relationship dynamic change with my dad because he passed when I was 21. Right. When I was still very heavily reliant on him, but with my mom, yeah, it's changed. And now when I'll still go to her because I feel like I need her sometimes, but it's a completely different, I go because I want to be with her, not because I need her to tell me that I'm good enough or I'm loved. I've already done that for me first. And then I'm just like, I just want a cuddle from my mom, you know? I get to enjoy her more because I'm not expecting her to fix me. I'm not expecting her to have all of the answers. She's just another adult on the journey of reparenting as well. We're both on the same journey. And I have nothing but gratitude.
That was one of the biggest things that really helped me when I was working with you and having been reparenting myself for a while, is recognizing that my mom was just another human being, just like me.
Yeah.
She wasn't this godlike figure, goddess-like figure, you know, from when I was a little girl. She's just another human being who has a gene keys chart. And look at that line right there. And look at the, you know, how that affected her behavior and then my behavior. I mean, that was so helpful to me to just see her as a human being on this journey, just like me.
Yes, because when we're children, especially, I mean, when we're literally a newborn, our parents are like God.
Yes.
It's where we are fed from. And that is our first experience with you're completely reliant on that person, 100% reliant on them. And that's a very different type of relationship than any other relationship that you ever create in your life. And
that's right.
So then the shift out of that is different than anything else. It's so interesting. But yeah, I agree in terms of looking up your parents' gene key profiles is so helpful just to see. I remember the first time I looked up my dad's because my dad, as if you're a friend of the show and you've been listening along, you'll know that it's more my dad's wounding patterns that have been like it's been my thing, you know. He's the one that kind of fucked me up a little bit, but I'm not blaming. It's just that's the way it was for me. You know, I'm actually really glad that he did because it's been the journey of a lifetime. But I look at the first time I downloaded his Gene Key profile and I looked at it, I just started crying because I just saw a little boy with wounding patterns and they were named right in front of me. And I was like, you know, just like me, when I look at my Gene Key profile and I see all of my journeys and all the ways I can be liberated, all of my genius and all of the hurts, I see that when I look at my parents' profiles too. And I suddenly have so much more grace for them. I suddenly have so much more understanding, forgiveness. I mean, that's my purpose, Gene Key. Maybe why this was such a potent experience for me. But just like, take them off the pedestal.
Exactly.
Take them off the pedestal. They are just another incredible, phenomenal human who is navigating this crazy fucking life, just like
Exactly.
me.
Yes.
And I can hold gratitude towards them for bringing me into this world, instilling, like, and that's the other thing about, like, that preservation gene key, I think, is important with reparenting. You know, even if your parents did a shit job, you'll still be able to find things worth preserving. You'll still be able to find things worth taking with you, and it's okay. You know, if our parents were really horrible to us, we don't have to believe that there's nothing good that we can take from that. You can find the good and bring it with you, and then, you know, then it's your story. What do you want to do with that?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that? Yeah, I love it. I love the dynamic between parent and child. I think it is so interesting. So interesting. And man, it must, I mean, I'm not a parent myself, but one of the things I've reflected on is, man, how hard it must be for that parent going through that transitional period when the child is starting to become more independent. How difficult that must have been. You know, like when I moved countries, when I moved from Australia to New Zealand, like that broke my mum. She was just like a mess. And that's part of that experience too. You know, it's all part of it. It's, yeah, it's beautiful. But as we become our own parent, we now can actually love our parents even more.
That's right. I was thinking the same thing.
We can.
That's right. We
We
can.
can. Like, yeah, I just have so much more understanding. I think that when I was in the beginning of my inner work journey, I started getting a bit reactive towards my parents.
Oh, yeah.
I went through a little season of like, oh my God, I've noticed these things about myself and it's your fault, Mum. And like, oh my
I
God, I
know.
feel
I
so
know.
bad for, that's where we all have to go through that phase, though, I
Yeah,
think.
we do.
I totally went through that phase where I completely blamed mum for my body image issues. And like, I remember like one time I said something so mean to her that I made her cry when I was like
Oh.
in my 20s on my inner work journey. And then I blamed her for something and made her cry, you know? So, but I've come through that to come out on the other side now. And now I'm like, oh, I would do the opposite now. I'd actually love her in that thing. Instead of blaming her in that thing, because she did a fucking phenomenal job. And that was me being a little brat blaming her. I wasn't quite there yet.
No.
Oh, but thank you for that question, Alice. And I feel like your question, Alice, had wisdom in it. You know, your
Yes,
wisdom, Alice, of obviously
I
what you
agree.
found in this journey. And I know Alice just had a new baby. She just had her second baby. So she's in her season of motherhood herself. So thank you so much. And thank you, Megan, for joining me for another Q&A episode.
Absolutely.
And
Thank you.
we'll see you next week for our third episode in the series. Bye, everyone.
Wonderful. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It is such an honor to bring my heart directly to your ears. The TJH podcast is in her early days, so if you could take a quick moment to leave a rating on Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts, I would be extremely grateful. And if you enjoyed the episode, I encourage you to share it with a friend to help spread the Journey Home message far and wide across the globe. I deeply appreciate you, and I will chat to you again very soon.